O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, intelligence to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you, through the power of the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, many years ago, when I was in grade 10, my grandfather came to talk to me. I knew there was trouble, because as far as I could remember, he never just wanted to sit down and talk. In our conversation, he told me that he was really disappointed in my actions, and he really didn't know how to deal with this situation. You see, the conversation was about me skipping school classes. By the time that conversation ever happened, I have actually become a serial school skipper. And it all came to this moment from the decision I made while I was walking to school one Saturday morning when I came to the T crossroad where I always turn left to go to school. That time, however, I turned right. Of course, the story of a teenager busted for skipping school stands in contrast to that of Jesus' post-resurrection appearance to his disciples. There are nevertheless some similarities. My grandfather was a teacher himself, probably the first in the long generation of farmers who ever finished high school and went off to university. He understood the importance of education and was trying to explain this to me. He was also trying to explain to me how I should treasure every moment of it now, because life gets only tougher in the future. Like my grandfather, Jesus walked, lived, taught, and acted out the right way to live. Unlike my grandfather, Jesus was more than a history teacher. He was the Word of God made flesh. He taught how to live in God's ways. He healed the sick, exiled evil spirits, and brought people back to life. He taught his disciples the right way to live despite any hardships this may cause them now, so that they will find their reward in the kingdom of God. And while he was with his disciples, everything he taught them resonated with them and filled them with joy and enthusiasm. But now, after living through the horrible events of the trial, humiliation, and execution of Jesus, his disciples were crushed and confused. Everything that Jesus taught them then, now, didn't seem to be real. I think that has something to do with what was going on in each of the disciples' heads. After all, we have four Gospels, four different accounts of the events, and these hardly cover different ways of thinking and perceiving of all of the disciples. The best way I can do to understand another human being's thinking is to reflect on my own thoughts and to be honest about what I find. And in so doing, I have a sense that while Jesus has quite openly taught and explained the truth of being, the ways of God, and the hardship that he was to endure, each of the disciples painted for themselves a different picture of what was to come, based on their own expectations and experiences. They set their own expectation of what was to be the future. And it wasn't causing any harm while their teacher was still with them to guide them and set them back on the right path. But now, when Jesus was no longer with them, they were left with their own crushed expectations and doubts. With their teacher not being with them, they would have to make their own decisions in any given moment. Like the disciples, when the teacher was away and I was left alone with my decision on the crossroad, to turn right and endure another 4 hours of tortures, literature classes, and phys ed classes on a bright Saturday morning, or to turn left and to go on a pleasant spring nature walk, the decision seemed evident to me. My decision at the time was not guided by a spirit of truth, as I had to engage in considerable subterfuge in order to do that. In fact, this was one time of turning away from the right path that set me on a path that had a considerable negative consequences in my life. This is why, for me, our scripture today resonates so much in the story of my youth. I believe this is why Jesus appears to his disciples to speak with them and to show them that he is indeed the way, the truth, and the light, and to take away their doubts to their path ahead. Unlike Jesus, my grandfather could not simply open my mind and enlighten me to appreciate the opportunities that I am given in life and the importance of always acting with truth. The best he could do is to try and to explain to me what is important in life and what is not. He was not a religious man. He always was skeptical of anything that brought God into the picture, and he heavily relied on human faculties. And perhaps this is where the biggest difference would be. Disciples today, in today's story, are before a T-crossroad of their lives. Similarly, Jesus taught them and set them on the right path. But now that he was away, it was up to them to walk that path. In fact, two of Jesus' disciples have already changed course and set on the path to Emmaus, their hometown. This was a path that translates into a path of comfort and security. Jesus came and to walk with them, and they saw him as a stranger on the road. It wasn't until the breaking of the bread during supper that they recognized him. Jesus then sets those two disciples on the road back to Jerusalem, a path that will be filled with difficulty, to tell the good news to the rest of the group. And this is how we come to the scene in our scripture today. Now, Jesus appears before all of his disciples in the room. And disciples are so afraid and confused in seeing Jesus that it is easier for them to perceive him as a ghost than to accept his resurrection, of which Jesus himself taught them. Jesus shows them his hands and his feet and eats with them, all in the hopes of proving to the group that it is really him resurrected in the flesh. If for nothing else, this is why the resurrection was so important, so that those who were with Jesus through all those times come to see and to believe and to become witnesses of the story of the Son of God, and that through them we can come to recognize Jesus in our own lives, however mundane they may seem at times. I would say that this is the most important part for me to take away from the scripture today. It is the importance of being open to recognizing the presence of Jesus and those who come to be teachers in my life, and to seek God's guidance on the crossroads of life. Because that faithful crossroad where I decided to walk a path of comfort then wasn't just a simple instance. I have always walked that road as long as I walked to school, and I always was presented with a temptation and a decision. And even when I chose to turn away from the right path, I was still presented with that decision every time I walked that road ever since, to turn back each time I walked that road. It is also with this experience and reflection in our scripture today that I now see that I do not wish to rely on my own wisdom and intelligence, as they are really limited by my human experience. Rather, I want to seek the wisdom and the will of God in all my decisions in life, even if the moment they spell out a difficult path. I now trust God's wisdom that in the end all will be well, as all needs to be well for me and for each of us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. Guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our lives, we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.